Hello and welcome to Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV Podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke. I am live on location at Hot Docs for the movie 7 Beats Per Minute, and I'm sitting here with the director and the producer, Yuki Kang. She's going to tell us all about this very compelling and unique story. Welcome to Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV Podcast, Yuki.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So let's just delve right in. Let's hear about the actual story and why it's so important.
It's a unique story of a young Chinese freediver who is an overachiever with everything she does in life, and including the unique sport she chose, freediving. And it's her journey where she was confronted with a near-death experience and her coming back to the place to find her way back in freediving again.
Right. So, and what's her name again? You can just say
Jessie.
Jessie. So. Yeah. In my research and preparing for this interview, she was very driven. She went from Bahamas to Antarctica diving. She had several fails and she passed out on one of those dives. But she kept going. Nothing stood in her way. Why is it important to showcase the details of the story and the ambition of a young woman who will not give up?
Yes, I'm a diver myself. I dove to 30 meters and that's when I know I reached my limits. And it really drives my curiosity what kind of people who chose to risk their life to go that deep. And that was one of the reasons why I want to do this story. When I met Jessie, she's overly achieving, not just in freediving. She has a PhD in pharmaceutical. She came in the United States with a little money she has. And she's able to work really hard, a full force, to establish a life for herself. And I saw that was really important coming from, we're both coming from China, an immigrant to North America. I really want to showcase a story that's unique. Not only it's an immigrant story, but somebody who does something very unique and outside of a lot of people can reach.
And is it really characteristic of a young Chinese woman to go into the area of diving, or is it more that they would choose like a different type of sport, such as figure skating?
It's very unique for people who come from China that's freediving, because freediving is a very niche sport. It doesn't have a lot of sponsorships, and it usually divers pay out of pocket to be at those competitions. So really, it's just a soul-seeking practice for Jessie, and that's also very unique for me, seeing her choosing such unique sport and willing to risk all she has established.
What was it about that sport that she opted for?
I think for Jessie, when I first asked, why do you freedive, Jessie? She said it's the unique human connections that she has never been able to experience outside of water. She comes from a very turbulent childhood, and she was not able to experience the deep connections with any other people. But when she started to freediving, this is like where she felt she gave her life for protections for the other freedivers to be her safety. And that in water direct connection with other humans made her feel very unique being in those like present moments in the water.
And in the film itself, why was it important for you to show the downside of her journey? Mm-hmm. Where she, you know, had the concussion, she passed out rather, and she got ill, and she, you know, she had these failures. Why is it important to show that on film for you? Why was it important to capture it?
I think like originally, if you read the press about Jessie, it's always like the girl glorified of how great she is as a woman. And when I tell people about her story, they always feel she's this bright champion and there's a lot of glories around her. But I really want to showcase like not just this great human being, but what underneath her. I think it's like very universal what she has been struggling for. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of people will have a near-death experience like Jessie. It's really having that accident for her to make her take another look of her life and make different choices moving forward.
Right. And, you know, most people would just give up, right? So she did keep going, and she did make other choices. But obviously, achieving success is very important for Jesse. And what do you feel that Jesse sort of represents or gives the message for other women to achieve in their life?
I think it's really important that Jesse just keep fighting with what perception of what young women should do and should be. She always try to work really hard to earn the freedom that she has and to be able to continue to reinforce her own beliefs to choose the things that she really wants to do. It's really important, I think, for Jesse. It's always because she has that belief. When she had a really tough childhood, she always had that belief one day she will be able to move away from her family, one day she will be able to change her situation. Because this belief, she was able to work really hard, study really hard, and freedive really hard.
And what is she doing today?
She's in Hawaii right now. She's on her way to Hot Dogs, and she still works as a pharmaceutical consultant, and she still competes in freediving.
Oh, she still does it today?
Yes.
Well, good for her. So where can we go to learn more about the movie and watch it? If here at Hot Dogs, but maybe after Hot Dogs as well.
Yeah, so we have plans showing at other festivals. Right after Hot Dogs, we're showing in Dockland in San Francisco. And after, we're hoping to show in other Canadian festivals and in Asia as well. And I think at close to the end of this year, we will have a limited theatrical release in Canada.
And then will it be available on digital?
Yes, it will be.
Like Crave or something?
Right now, we're still seeking for the digital partners, but it will definitely be released in VOD later after the theatrical.
Okay. So thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me today. This is really a great story. Thank you, my wonderful audience, for joining us again today. And I just want to remind you that if you haven't already done so, please share us with your family and friends and subscribe to the YouTube channel. That link will be in the show notes below. You can find us everywhere. We're all over the internet, Facebook, LinkedIn, Vimeo, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Threads, and the list goes on. And on our podcast side, you will find us on iHeartRadio, Apple, Buzzsprout, BuzzFeed, and that list goes on. For a complete list of where to watch and listen to us, please check the link in the show notes below. And don't forget that you can support us in one of two ways, by ordering JTV and JTV Podcast t-shirts and sweatshirts with either the tagline or an inspirational saying made by me and a previous guest in a previous episode. You choose your color, you choose your size, and which one you want, and everything is conveniently shipped straight to your front door. Orders include shipping and handling. We'll see you next time on Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV Podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke, signing off. And until then, continue to be fabulous.